CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A Supreme Court ruling on abortion.
We can breathe a sigh of relief.
Planned Parenthood's Ianthe Metzger, after justices ruled unanimously this morning to preserve access to the abortion pill mifepristone, which was used almost two-thirds of abortions in the U.S. last year. National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias.
We're going to keep fighting. Women need to know that there are dangers to the pill.
Justices said abortion opponents lack the legal right to sue. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
My big takeaway is that the Supreme Court said no to the two groups who were challenging the FDA's changes to making mifepristone easier to access. The court said you must be injured, not somebody else who you're trying to stand in their shoes, but you must be injured before you can walk into the courthouse doors.
It's the first time the Supreme Court has ruled on abortion since it overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Former President Donald Trump's made a triumphant return to Capitol Hill for the first time since the January 6th attack. He's been meeting with Republicans to plot strategy for his reelection bid. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We will not waste a moment. We will be working on a very aggressive agenda to fix all the great problems facing this country right now.
Lawmakers sang happy birthday to Mr. Trump at a private breakfast meeting at Republican campaign headquarters across the street from the Capitol. He turns 78 tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal says one of its reporters will face a sham trial after Russia finalized an indictment. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Russian prosecutors accuse Evan Gershkovich of working for the CIA. They say he collected information about a Russian tank factory. He's been detained since he was arrested in March of last year. Now he will go on trial. He denies the espionage charges.
President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking G7 leaders meeting in Italy after they agreed to a U.S. proposal to back a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using frozen Russian assets as collateral. Most of the money is held in the EU. Torrential rain is falling over South Florida for the third day in a row, following more than a foot that's triggered life-threatening flooding. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cavas issued a local state of emergency.
The flood watch will continue through Friday evening across all of South Florida with similar conditions to what we have already seen.
People have been wading through hip-deep water, some of it rising up from the sewers. The Florida Panthers were delayed on their way to the Stanley Cup games in Edmonton. Parts of I-95 shut down. The Dow is down 235 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Trump campaign has planned a rally in Racine's Festival Park next Tuesday. 2,500 tickets are being given out. The National Weather Service is warning of potentially severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds today, especially near the Illinois border. The latest coming up in the forecast. The state Supreme Court has unanimously denied Racine's use of a mobile voting van. The court did stay a ruling that claimed the city's chosen absentee voting sites favored Democrats. Mount Pleasant officials are warning about a small sinkhole on Vera Court. DPW crews are checking out the pipes in that area near the lake. The village of Pleasant Prairie is getting an $885,000 state grant to fund a rail project. That will allow a company to establish a new facility at the former power plant site. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers rally for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers were 0 for 24 with runners in scoring position.
Then in the bottom of the sixth, Willie Adames was at the plate. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
That one hit to center. Back and way gone at the scoreboard for Willie. It's pouring down rain now.
The ball traveled 448 feet as the crew held on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Adamas on the Brewers' five-run rally.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, the speed guys, they did the job there just to starting everything for us. And after that, we just carried the momentum and, you know, we scored some run for the support for the pitchers there.
The crew with the day off. NBA Celtics win again 106-99 over the Mavericks in Dallas. Boston up now 3-0 in the NBA Finals. NFL Packers wrapping up their three-day minicamp. They'll be back in 5 weeks for the start of the season with training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy, warm and sticky. Highs tap the upper 80s. Shots of showers and some thunderstorms do roll through this afternoon and into this evening as a cold front sweeps by. After that, cooler and more comfortable tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios. WRJN. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I
JN local news and timeless hits, and the Stones playing Soldiers Field this month, 27th and 30th. You know Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are both in their 80s? 80s. Like my grandpa, when he was in his 80s, he wasn't wearing tight jeans or leather. Oh, God, no. That'd have been horrible.
Yes, yes, yes. to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone and the night is so long. We started to dance in my arms, she felt was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and you are so lucky it's Thursday. Yeah. Tonight at Racine's Harbor Market, great place to make summer memories, buy some really cool stuff and eats. And it's tonight at June 13th. Yeah. I was just checking a date there. It's next week. Oops, no, it's every Thursday. And you can see more at downtownracine.com. We've also got mentioned on our news page, WRJ. Yeah, here's Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Self-employed, I love to work at nothing all day, and I've been-
the business to take care of their Bachman Turnover Drive on WRJN. Local News, Timeless Hits, and Don Rosen is back. And I get the biggest kick driving to work and listening to my dear friend Don Rosen, because he's always got the best, funniest stuff. I don't know how he does it every day. He just does. One of my favorites, and especially in lieu of the fact that this Sunday is Father's Day, Don was talking about things that parents say or do or did that used to drive you crazy. One of my favorites was listening to Don say, when your parent goes, a long story short. And I'm thinking to myself, how long was the story that they're telling the version long story short? There is no such thing.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
And the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha is our big deal of the day today, and only today, 50% off.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Wearing your bracelets.
Judy in the sky.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's a warm one, 86 degrees right now, a chance of showers and storms later this afternoon.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed. Her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again. This girl. This girl tasted love, as tender as the gentle dawn. She cried a single tear, a teardrop that was sweet and warm. Our hearts told us we were right, and on that sweet endeavor.
Where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know
one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
News and Timeless Hits back on WRJN. And the Brewers, they're back too. They've never left, but the Brewers, no game tonight. It just feels so weird and empty, you know. But tomorrow night, the Brewers will be back. And as always, you can listen live right here, WRJN, Cincinnati Reds with the Brewers and the game. Oh, my goodness. What is it? Is this a Monday again? All right. Pre-game is 6:35 tomorrow night.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Almost $1 million in state money is coming to Kenosha County to fix a rail line. The Village of Pleasant Prairie is getting an $885,000 Transportation Economic Assistance Grant. The grant will fund a rail project that will allow a company called WestRock to establish a new facility and create 177 jobs. They'll be setting up in the former power plant site. Racine's approach to absentee voting through a mobile van has hit a roadblock, with the Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously denying its usage. However, the court stayed a ruling that claimed the city's chosen absentee voting sites favored Democrats. The court cited the closeness of upcoming elections as one of the reasons for their decision. Next week, former President Donald Trump will make his third visit to Wisconsin in 2024 with a stop in Racine. A statement says Trump will speak at a campaign event at Festival Park on Tuesday afternoon. There will be a maximum of 2,500 tickets given out, and the event's exact location could be inside or outside depending on the weather. Trump's last visit to Wisconsin was on May 1st in Waukesha. First Lady Jill Biden is making a stop in Green Bay today. The president was in Racine County last month. Yeah, and that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy, warm and sticky. Highs tap the upper 80s. Shots of showers and some thunderstorms do roll through this afternoon and into this evening as a cold front sweeps by. After that, cooler and more comfortable tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. Plays upon her head.
celebrations of hot man weather. Gotta keep those mocking vibrations of hot man weather. Gotta keep those mocking vibrations.
JN, local news, timeless hits. Ricky Nelson when he did that song. Garden Party Days, of course, he was Rick Nelson. Congratulations to some of our Scotty Summer Text to Win winners from the past few weeks. Eric from Union Grove, Rose in Waukesha, Jerry in Racine, Kevin in Racine, and Ruth Ann in Burlington. And we're just getting started with summer fun and great prizes. So listen and stay close to our local news and timeless hits on WRJN and our next chance to win, which coincidentally just happens to be less than 15 minutes away right here on WRJN.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our Weather Ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's easy to forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Thank you.
WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, Shocking Blue and Venus. You know, there was a remake of that in the 80s from Bananarama, and I still think the original. Most of the time, the originals are way better, and in this particular case, it is. 86 degrees right now with a chance of thunderstorms after 4. Here's America.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.